Happy New Year's Eve, everyone. This is More Than Mises, guys. I'm Evan. I'm here with Boo. We're going to do another couple of these storybooks, GoBots, The Seas of Kalsharon, and
Weeds of Calcaron.
Weeds. Sorry, The Weeds of Kalsharon. Yes, their seeds come into it. And When Continents Collide,
Yes.
with by Trans the Transformers Kid Stuff book. And boy, you have some things to say about
You keep your seed to yourself, mister. I know it's New
that.
Year's, but I'm not that kind of girl.
You say that now.
Get a couple of drinks in me and we'll see.
Yeah, man. So, let's get into this, man. Challenge of the GoBots, Weeds of Kalsharon. I guess it's Kalsharon. I don't know.
Yeah, I was saying Calcaron, but it could go
Kalcaron.
either way.
Sure.
We don't have the audio for this, so we don't really know. I looked for the audio and
Well, we know Psykill sounds rad. That's all I can
yes,
tell you.
he, oh, yeah.
Besides that, anyway, yeah. So it starts out. Braxis and Psykill are having a fun day in Thruster. They're
Oh,
like
yeah.
just they're having a good old time, like flying around through the galaxy. Braxis like looks way more hawkish. His like his facial features. He looks very pointed, a little more avian face than usual. But Psykill's missing his domino mask,
Yeah,
so.
he's got the toy deco for his face. But
Wait,
yeah,
what's in like
Braxis has
the
definitely been moonlighting as Ebenezer Scrooge over the holidays.
Well, he also moonlights as Dr. Smith in this book too.
Oh yeah, you know what? He looks like Dr. Smith as played by Christopher Lee.
Yes, he does. Oh God, I'm trying to think of a line by Dr. Smith from Lost in Space, by the way, everybody.
You bubble-headed booby. That's like
just
probably his biggest one.
think of Crystal Christopher Lee saying that you bubble-headed booby.
Booby.
So
It'd be a lot more menacing, I think, for me.
oh yeah, well yeah, I don't think anyone can pull off Christopher Lee except for Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
But yeah, so man, there's a Psykill shows Braxis this computer screen with these weird like green like tentacle things on there with teeth. He's like, what is that? He's like, you didn't clean your browser
It's
history.
called hentai.
Yeah,
It's the over-fiend, Braxis.
exactly. He'll learn all about him on this trip, Braxis. We call him Yuriskadoji, but you may call him whatever you'd like. So yeah, he
You can
shows
call him daddy.
you're gonna call him daddy. But the other it tells them they are from a rather unpleasant planet called Kalcheron, and their
Sure.
weeds. Dude, I don't know, man. I'm okay with I like Clover, man. I'm not dealing with these guys though. This is bad. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, so Psykill starts messing with the receiver controls and Brax's face screws up. It's like he makes it sound like his Braxis is going, ugh. And it shows him a video of the planet Kalcheron, or we'll call it Kalcheron.
Sure, that works.
Yes, under a dense atmosphere that made it look like twilight all the time. Yeah, and he tells Braxis they're as deadly as they appear, and they survive in that thick atmosphere because they filter moisture from the vaporous fumes of the planet. They get minerals from squeezing the abandoned machinery left behind by humans, and they get vitamins by eating everything like metal, plastic, and flesh.
Yeah, it says metal, plastic, flesh, anything.
Anything.
And the storybook describes them as white, but they're illustrated as green. So.
Yeah, I saw that too. I thought maybe there's a whoever colored it just took their own liberties with that.
Hey, they're plants, so.
Yeah, the green.
Yeah.
Obviously. I mean, they've been absorbing those green twilight vaporous fumes from Kalcheron.
I think someone was looking at like bean sprouts. That's kind of what they look like. They look like bean sprouts with little teeth on them.
Oh yeah.
You know, if they were white, they'd really look like bean sprouts a lot. So,
They actually would, and but yeah, the that or the Overfiend's looking real sick.
yeah.
But yeah, they're gonna. Psykill tells them they're gonna drop seeds around the command center,
Right. And the
and
command center isn't the spaceship
no.
walker thing like, you know, the toy is. It's just like a complex of buildings.
Yeah, it's like a almost like a the command. It's a command center, yeah, it's almost like an office building kind of complex.
It's a headquarters, yeah.
Yeah, think of it like the Avengers complex.
It's the Guardian Business Park.
That actually seems about right because it's so boring around there.
Right.
It'd be kind of cool if it was exciting as the Avengers compound, but no, it's like when you go on the edge of town and they've converted an old airfield into like office buildings and it's just cement and ugly
Right. One of
with
them used to be
you.
a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it still has the top on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Psych Hill, they go to start doing the seeds. So it says Psych Hill wears the disguise of a military cycle.
Yeah, he's not very military looking. I mean, he's
Yeah.
just regular motorcycle mode, but
Yeah. Well, then again, whoever wrote this probably wrote the script and they just kind of animated how they thought they should do it. They're not going to change the toy for, from someone's writing.
yeah.
So yeah,
Oh,
they
that would
drew.
have been a really cool redeco of Psych
Oh,
Hill
yeah.
as like a military bot. He could have cruised around with Jeepa Creeper.
Throwing people off.
Right.
And you have a cop tour is also going around and dropping seeds all around. And
Johnny
so
Appleseed over here.
yeah, he is. Man, it killed me too. I told you yesterday, I was just randomly thinking about the episodes of GoBots. And I thought, oh my God, Copter is Grape Ape.
Oh, yeah, it's Bob Holt. It's the same voice actor.
Just random thought occurrence. I was doing something completely random, and I was just like, wait a second, Grape Ape. Yeah, dude. I sent you that, and you're just like, yeah. You didn't know that? And no idea. But then again, it makes sense because he did a lot of stuff with Hanna-Barbera.
Right.
A
Yeah, they're
lot
both
of those.
Hanna-Barbera, and I mean the voice isn't that far off.
Oh God, no, it was a little more, I guess it's not as deadpan. I don't know.
Copter is a little more eloquent than Grape Ape because Grape Ape just kind of said his name a lot.
Yeah, this is not saying a lot because Copter is not exactly elegant. Or yeah.
Does that mean Grape Ape is a Pokemon? Because he just goes around saying his name all the time.
I can't argue that logic. So they
Must be one of those later series.
yeah. So next day, Matt is outside with Dozer and sees AJ while she's working in the garden. She's
And
just like,
Dozer's just Dozer this time. He's not GoBot Dozer. He
yeah.
actually.
That was a dumper. That was
Oh,
GoBot
Dumper. That's right. Yeah, GoBot Dumper. Yeah, Dozer this
Dumper.
time is. Yeah.
Yeah, the little orange bulldozer tractor.
Bulldozer. Yeah.
Yeah. They're working and they notice strange plants growing fast and I like they turn away to talk about it. They turn back and it's already grown like another foot.
Yeah, because Psy-Kill, like, twirled his mustache and he used a special chemical to speed up their growth. So instead of taking months to grow, they'd spring up overnight.
Oh, that hubris.
Yes.
So yeah, they notice strange plants and they're growing fast and they attack AJ and eat her spade.
Yes.
They survive by like taking vitamins for everything, metal, whatever.
And they go to work on everything.
Yeah. And they instantly know that Dr. Braxis and his band of renegades are responsible. Like, wait a second. When did Dr. Braxis become the leader with his band of renegades?
That's just, that speciesist.
I was gonna say
Oh,
this.
the human must be in charge of the robots.
Makes total sense. No, total
Well,
sense.
and I guess in their defense on the Guardian side of things,
Huh?
it seems like the humans are running the show.
It kind of does. I mean, I guess they're the ones who are actually doing anything. Like he's driving Dozer, and he gets in Leader One, who's actually what royalty?
Yeah, royalty. He's drawn like royalty.
Yeah, he's royalty being the Harrier jet. It's like a I think it's like a British Harrier jet deco.
Yeah, it
Think.
is.
Actually, one of my favorite of my older GoBots I used to have had these pretty interesting transformations. So.
And did you notice the regular trees and stuff around the command center look like Dr. Seuss
They
trees?
do.
Like the
They
Lorax is gonna come out and like confront the
are.
weeds of Kalkaron.
Yeah, and so like they're shooting a Leader One starts shooting at the weeds. It doesn't really nothing to them, and they try to grab him out of the sky.
Yeah. They eat a Jeep too, which, looks a lot like Jeep or Creeper. I was a little worried there for a second.
No, man, he would not stood for that.
Yeah, he wasn't going to sit around and let a bunch of plants eat him.
But They're hoping to saw the blades, the stems, like saw them in half with the saw blades. He gets too close, the weeds grab at him, but then suddenly they lurch and shrivel.
Yeah.
So what happens? And they give a really quick explanation in the end. Turns out they're by speeding the growth cycle has made their life cycle super short.
Yeah, so he was self-defeating.
Essentially, yeah. But I love the end of this because there is this bonfire. It looks like some DEA bust
Oh
bonfire.
yeah.
It's like they're taking down the cannabis fields and burning them in a big pile. That's what it looks like. And there's Matt and AJ just like, yeah, we did it.
They're
You didn't do anything.
standing downwind.
Yeah, you didn't do a thing, man. You were just there. So that's actually the really quick and
It was, yeah, real
it was super
fast. There
simple.
was a mention of arsenic soup.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, man, Agatha Christie would love this one.
She would. They I mean it was fine. It was kind of boring. Nothing wrong with that, I guess.
It was a short little story
Yeah.
for them. Yeah, the Guardians didn't even have to be there at all. This was all, I mean, Matt and AJ didn't have to be there.
No.
It was like Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, because Indy didn't have to be there for the story to complete itself.
They would have gotten to that island, they would have killed themselves at the end.
Yeah, we just wouldn't have known what happened.
And
Yeah.
top men wouldn't have had it in their warehouse.
Which, I really think that, Sykehill could have avoided all this if he'd just done a test run somewhere else.
Yeah, you think you like, hey, being that we're both people of science, whenever you conduct an experiment, you don't conduct it on a huge, massive area. You start small. You're like, okay, I'm going to try this in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
Nope. Psycho's like, nah, I'm doing it all at once. I got these boxes of seeds, man. We're going to spread them everywhere
Yeah.
that I
And then
altered.
something else I noticed when Matt was flying in royalty, I mean Leader One,
Leader one.
he looked an awful lot like a certain German chancellor.
He did. He really did. I've got a nice screenshot of that for the video.
Yeah.
No,
That'll
okay,
get
there.
you demonetized.
Yeah, exactly. So
But
someone
yeah, that
who doing
drawing's a little
someone who
too
might like
close.
someone I think probably someone who likes to play Yahtzee a lot. That's definitely the kind of person. That and he looked like Punch from Chips and one thing, like the mustache.
Yeah.
There, and of course AJ was maybe Southern Asian. He sure as wasn't black, I can tell you
Yeah.
that.
You know who Matt looks like in some of the pictures? He looks like Brack's dad from the Brack Show.
I'm trying to remember what does that look like?
He was like a tiny, like Ricardo Montalban.
That's right. Oh, he kind of does,
Yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And
It kind of does.
not the con version either, like the yeah.
Yeah, no. He kind of does look like that. I don't
Yeah.
know. Good on you, I guess, Matt. And that the Brack's mom is, quite the catch.
Yes.
Too bad about your son, but yeah. But
So he
okay.
supports him nevertheless.
Yeah. So that was the weeds of Kalkaron.
Yeah.
If we had the audio, we'd at least know how to say it, but there we go. Your mileage may vary. Calcheron, 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 Calcheron. So, whatever. We know what you're talking
Potato, potato.
about. Euroscodogy, Overfiend, same diff.
Right.
So then we're going on to a very problematic story when continents collide.
On a very special episode of Transformers.
This is. Okay, this came out with, I'm assuming like 85, 86, right?
Yeah, this is like, I want to say like 85.
Probably 85, yeah.
Yeah.
So when this came out, do you remember something that happened was real bad off the Alaska coast? Had to do with a
Oh,
certain.
yeah. Well, this is a few years after that. That was like 89. Yeah.
Yeah, but I just the brazen, yeah, it wasn't right at that time, but the brazen
They may mention the
abandonment.
location.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Valdez, Alaska.
Yes,
And
the Exxon Valdez.
And the fact that they don't care what they shoot and destroy and where it's at. Environmental concerns? Nah, not the other
Yeah.
box.
And these books, the Decepticons are more deadly than they were probably in any other media.
They are, and not even by their own, I don't know, not even by their own hand. They're just incompetently, I don't know.
They just don't care.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
They're definitely not green energy fans in this.
Yeah, I think the only thing in Transformers media that has a higher human body count was the
Yeah,
Swarm.
I mean, that's actually kind of true.
Yeah, but yeah, these little kid stuff Decepticons are not kid stuff.
No,
Those
they're
guys,
not.
they don't have the kid gloves on at all.
No, they don't.
Yeah, and this is another one of the book slash cassette slash record sets that came, with it came packaged with Satellite of Doom.
Okay, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
So yeah, this also not Greg Berger being the voice of Soundwave is what we're
Yeah, it's
thinking.
not
Yeah,
Greg Berger.
it sounds a lot like what he would do though for like a regular guy's voice.
He kind of ha had a almost like a Skyfire-ish sound to
Yeah,
his
yeah.
voice sometimes, so that's why I inquired of him, and he said, "Nope, never worked for those guys."
Weird how he
So,
said it that way.
yeah, and the problem is they didn't credit any of their voice actors.
None. I
So.
mean, I'm sure like voice actors for the most part when they work for him, probably not. They didn't care. It wasn't like a. It probably wasn't a union job. It was
I was
probably.
going to say that this was not a union job, or there would be credits. They
Yeah.
wouldn't they have to be credited if it was union?
You know, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I would think so, but I don't know.
And I
But.
almost wonder if like some of the guys, they just like, oh, grab, Bill from accounting. Hey,
Hey,
read this.
you like reading stuff, right? Yeah, I
You
do,
can read,
sir.
right?
You're Soundwave. Okay, I'll do my
What's a
best, sir.
sound wave?
You're a cassette robot. I like cassettes. I'll do
He's
that.
like, oh, a fancy new cassette. Oh, yeah, it's a micro cassette. So, yeah, and we have more toy based and box art based illustrations. They, didn't go too far off the model for the box art.
They didn't. The one thing that you do notice is neither Megatron or Soundwave have their guns on them.
Yeah.
Soundwave usually has the shoulder launcher, and Megatron usually has his fusion cannon in his arm. Neither of them are there in this.
I think they just didn't have time to get that detailed with it.
I don't think they have the room in these panels.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very
It's
kind of
tight.
cramped.
Yeah, it is. So yeah, these immediately start with the nefarious duo of Soundwave and Megatron, who have stolen a hovercraft oil transporter from the humans. And apparently this thing is supposed to be bigger than 200 super tankers put together.
Yeah, it's massive, and I mean this is definitely far more advanced than human tech was back, in the 80s.
This is like the Avengers hovercraft ship.
Yeah, or like the Shield Helicarrier.
Helicarrier, thank you. Shield
Yeah.
Helicarrier. Yeah.
It looks kind of like a cross between that and almost Battlestar Galactica.
It
Like
kind of
the old
does.
one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it kind of does, except like he had turbines in the middle of it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it's kind of like they got a mix. This is Exxon's answer to Shield.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be Roxxon's.
Too bad they're terrible.
Right?
So they show up and they he'd say, hey, Soundwave, cut the power, and they put these pylons in, through the ice and stuff into the ground. And he
It has a laser auger on it.
Yeah.
You know where we last saw a laser auger, right? On Challenge of the GoBots.
That's
Whenever
right, from the command center.
Command Center was drilling through the ice, just like here.
Stolen all of
Yep. A
it.
cribbing it straight from the GoBots.
But so there is supposedly this is 200 super tankers size.
Yeah. So yeah, this thing is enormous, and it flies. Like, this
Yeah.
is the largest flying machine that mankind has ever developed.
And it goes like it lands over top of this oil refinery, I guess switch house or whatever.
Yeah, this is like the 80s answer to the Spruce Goose.
Kind of is.
Yeah.
Except if it's that large, this is a huge, huge oil refinery, like.
Right. That thing is just massive and it's human built. It's not, they should have just went with it. This was like some kind of Decepticon tech because this is way too advanced for
Yeah.
humanity, even now.
They built it under the ice somewhere and brought it out.
Yeah.
Of course, also, it is Decepticon sized for the controls.
Right.
So
Yeah.
don't
It's.
do that. So, yeah, the
Yeah, they
human.
were funding this, like Sean Berger funded this or something. I don't know.
He would have much better looking stuff, at least.
Right? So they bribed a human to help them steal this hovercraft.
And how do they bribe the human?
They give him a Jeep.
Weird. That Jeep
Yeah.
looks really familiar, but it's
Oh,
never
yeah.
referenced again. What kind of is?
Yeah. And then there's these like plain white generic Decepticons
Oh yeah.
down below, like hooking up the pipeline.
Are they supposed to
And
be like the Seekers or something?
no, they're not.
No, they're
These
not. I
guys,
know they're not.
yeah.
I think someone on some site referred to them as Seekers.
Yeah, these guys are far from secret. Like, if anything, they look almost like white versions of like Rumble and Frenzy.
Yeah, that, or I was even gonna say Reflector.
Yeah, they're just blocky
Yeah,
guys. There's like
generic
no real
guys.
details on them. I think the gun one of them is holding looks kind of like the cassette robot's gun, so like
Which would make a
Frenzy and
lot of
Rumble's
sense
gun.
because,
So,
Soundwave here.
yeah, but they're not named, and they didn't even bother coloring them. They're in their Arctic camo, I guess, because
No.
they need to hide from the guy they bribed, because there is
With
no one else here.
a, yeah, bribe with a Jeep that looks suspiciously
Or is
green.
there someone here?
Yeah, this dude walks out, looks at the ship, looks at them. All right, go back inside.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen Jaws before, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you know the guy who's he's kind of like the harbor master when they're all the people are like piling boats stuff. He walks
Yeah.
out with his coffee, he like looks around. He turns around, he walks back inside. That's what I figured this guy's doing. He's like, this is nuts. I'm going back inside.
Yeah, this guy is severely underdressed for the Arctic anyway.
Yeah,
It looks like
it's just suspenders, maybe? Maybe not
Yeah,
nightfish.
that, and it's like he's wearing denim with maybe like a little fleece around the neck, but
He's definitely a he's part of the thing.
yeah,
He's not living.
he's built for like Minnesota in like autumn.
Oh yeah, so they fix that giant hose to the pump relay station to start process of extraction. And Megatron commands Soundwave to like increase the flow, even amidst warnings from Soundwave. He's like, but Megatron, like, so he gets mad and he says he wants the flow. And the flow goes to a trickle out of Valdez, Alaska. So
Yeah.
that's the terminus of the pipeline, apparently. There is so much pressure being pumped out of this relay station that there's hardly any oil coming out of Valdez. You think terminus being the end of the run.
Right.
And so of course that makes the oil company be like, whoa, something's up with this. If I were them, I would assume there's a massive leak somewhere.
Right. That's what you would think, that the pipe would burst somewhere, which I guess technically there is a breach in the pipe.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But nobody notices the giant, hovercraft.
Nobody looks up the caribou and
Yeah.
this dude here in this pump relay station.
He's not looking. He's looking at his shiny new Jeep.
Yeah. Yeah, he is with him makes holograms.
Yeah. I think he'd rather have like a snowcat, I
You
think.
would think, right? With how much snow is around and yeah, you're
He's
not
just
driving.
waiting to go off-roading when the thaw hits.
When that thaw never hits.
Yes. I love how he says that we need every drop of that lovely black juice to bathe their gears and fuel their engines.
That was the weirdest. It was very
That's
awkward.
a, yeah, that's an unusual way to describe petroleum, that lovely black juice.
Give it to me, that lovely black juice.
I
Oof. They even draw the clip
can hear
on.
Terry Crews reading that line.
Give me that lovely black juice.
Like from his character from was it White Chicks?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I know, well, jeez, I know the most from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I barely remember that scene for White Chicks. I
Oh
saw that
yeah.
once, that was enough for me. So they even drew the arm clip for the fusion cannon on Megatron's arm.
It was Casual Friday.
Yeah, it's like he left their guns in the closet.
They weren't planning on fighting. They just got this one guy that wants his Jeep. And they're planning on like killing him anyway at the
Oh yeah,
end.
until his usefulness is run out, like, you know what I mean?
Wink, wink.
Yeah, exactly. A desire for new ma Jeep, Mighty Megatron. Yeah. So the signal goes out, and the Autobots are like scanning signals, and they pick up the emergency signal from Valdez.
Yeah, the Decepticons have broken cover, they say,
Yeah.
so.
Which, okay, man, there's an emergency, like there's an oil spill. I would have been like, hey, the Autobots, let's go out there and see if we can help with the oil spill. Oh, no.
Again, nobody notices the massive hovering
No.
oil drinking ship.
Why would you, really?
Right? I mean, that certainly wouldn't catch anybody's attention.
200 super tanker size would blot out part of the sun.
Oh, yeah.
So here we are. So he's trying to. He's
And the
trying.
signal they're receiving is from the Jeep,
Yeah.
which,
Hounds. Yeah, because
yeah.
Optus is like, what do you mean you can't find out where they are? That pipeline is like hundreds of miles long. Where do you need to find this? He's like, oh wait, here we go. There's a Jeep. There's a signal coming in from Hound.
Yeah, so the Jeep, the Decepticons have traded this to this guy, bribed him, is Hound.
You
And
would think they
Hound
would have
hasn't
checked
done
out.
anything this
No.
whole time. He didn't alert him to the plan ahead of time. Alert the location of this massive ship, nothing. He's just like chilling.
He's doing a full-on mirage. Like, oh,
Yeah.
I wanted to go back to Cybertron, but there's no room on the ship. Yeah, or whatever the
The
line.
ship was full.
Ship is full. Yeah, then so they scramble the Superjet Skyfire.
Yeah. Well, they got an alert from, Valdez where they were
Oh, yeah.
complaining about, yeah.
Oil pressure.
Oil pressure and the distress call. The guy on it looks like he's like an old time radio show host. Like he's
I was
singing,
wondering.
ragtime or something into the mic.
Was wondering. He looks like a Frank Sinatra adjacent singer. He's got like a
Yeah.
recorder behind him. He's got that one of those hanging microphones. He's like, he's gonna sing "Fly Me to the Moon."
Yeah,
Hey,
that's not Walter
dude.
Cronkite. That's
No, it's not.
a crooner.
It's definitely crooner. We need help at Valdez. These flow's gonna trickle. And
Don't quit your day job, kid.
thank you, thank you. I will not. Unfortunately, I can't. So yeah, the Autobots are like, oh, there's this really neat scene where Prowlers has this kind of half circle computer thing around him,
Yeah.
and he does not leave his weapons at home. His
Oh,
missiles
no.
are like sticking straight up over the thing,
He brought the big ones out.
he did to look for a signal. So they're over stealing oil, and Prowl's just like looking for a signal with his missiles out. So
And yeah, so Skyfire shows back up and he survived re-entry from Satellite of Doom.
apparently so.
Yeah.
Maybe this is before Satellite of Doom.
Yeah. Well, the way they packaged it came after.
Okay.
But I don't think there's much continuity between these stories at all.
Weird. I mean, there's so much continuity with the TV show. I mean, you would think this would at least pick up with
Yeah, I think we're watching interdimensional cable.
that. If only it were that good.
Yeah. And Skyfire still has his null rays.
And missiles and null rays.
Yeah.
And he shoots the giant oil containing carrier
Yeah. Because
over the
that's,
ice.
yeah. That's not going to have any terrible consequences.
Dude, I'm looking at, there are mountains in the background of this picture. There are like cedars and firs going back for miles, and it's over this huge patch of ice, which is probably like some permafrost over some water, whatever. So
It
yeah,
looks like a Coors can, man.
it kind of does. And so the super tanker is going over this huge sheet of ice, and Skyfire is trying to shoot them out of the sky. And think about that, 200 super tankers worth of oil.
Yeah, think what
Exxon,
one did in 89.
yeah, Exxon Valdez was one.
Yeah.
You would not have had enough Dawn blue dish detergent to wipe off all those duck feathers or whatever,
Yeah,
penguin
all the
feathers.
birds
Yeah,
they're gone,
they're
man.
gone. Yes.
It's just gone.
Believe me, man. We had the Deepwater Horizon blowout when I was down there in Florida, and
Yeah.
the amount of like just tarball showing up on the beach for months. I can't imagine what like this would have done. So,
And So the Decepticons escape by activating the hyper thrust afterburners.
Yep.
But we don't know exactly like what that they are connected to. Are they part of the hovercraft? Are they an escape ship? It just he gave the order and they were gone.
Well, it also says that the super tanker was left burning on the ice.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's not the super tanker, but we have
No.
no idea what the hyper thrust afterburners are attached to. Is it like
So,
a backpack they put on or
I don't
what?
know.
I don't know. At least
So,
we got a better description of like their mole machine last time.
that's right, we did. So, keep this in mind. They escape, and there was a burning 200 super tanker capacity hovercraft thing on the ice in Alaska, just sitting
Yeah.
there burning.
Just hemorrhaging petroleum all over the ice.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Once again, the Autobots are not the side of green energy.
Yeah.
Not that the Decepticons are in this, but they didn't jump it all over the ice.
Yeah, at least
Oh,
they had it all contained.
yeah, look at that. There's a little river going by the ice here. I bet that's going to go well for the ship and all its contents.
Oh, yeah, going right into the bay.
Yeah. Speaking of bays, so the Decepticons have eluded the righteous grasp of their Autobot pursuers. There's nothing righteous about these guys.
Yeah, there's nobody is righteous in this. Their righteousness is as filthy rags.
Exactly. They're trying to find where they went. They're like, Prime is pissed off at Prowl because he cannot find where the Decepticons have gone to. It's several days later, by the way.
He's totally micromanaging him.
Yes, he's looking over his shoulder, and Prowl's like, I could do my job easier if you weren't like hovering over me, boss. Or he calls him
Yeah, Prowl
chief.
actually told him to get off his back.
Yeah, he completely did. But Optimus Prime's like, but Prowl, we sent up this sensor, I guess like sensor
Drone.
drone thing days ago.
Yeah.
We should have an idea where they are. He's like, yeah, that's not how that works. You
Yeah.
gotta, there's a lot of area to look. So.
Optimus Prime in this case is that boss that doesn't know how anything works at the company, but he's trying to like seem like he's running things.
Do you have any of those, was that PT reports?
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna need you to get those done for me. I'm
Yeah,
gonna need you
he's
to,
Lumberg.
yeah,
100%.
right.
And
Bro,
then
I'm
we have
gonna need
another
you to,
mention of Hound is still at work.
yeah, what's Kenny? He's not even showing up though.
Well, and Hound doesn't do anything for all the times they mention him, Hound doesn't do
He
anything.
shows up in one panel.
Yeah.
That's it. He stasis a Jeep too. They're hidden in a deep ice cave. Megatron and like the he sorry, put it this way. Megatron surveyed the feverish activity in this northernmost systems development center and fuel refinery. There's just a cave with a UFO on legs in it. That's all I know. That's all this is
Yeah.
panel. And he's like, well, Soundwave, how soon will we be ready? And I don't want any more excuses. And he's like, within the hour, dude, we just stole this thing from the humans too. We just fit it with a laser drill and added capacity to it. So once again, the humans have this massive underwater oil tanker thing, which
It's a UFO, or I guess a USO, but yeah, it's a big. I guess submarine saucer.
which the humans have built?
Yeah.
Dude, okay. That's point one. So they have the stolen thing, and the humans haven't said anything about these huge machines being stolen. That's another point.
Yeah,
The
there's nothing
hover
on the news about it or
No.
anything mentioned in the story.
You would have think like the amount of work that went into that hover tanker and the amount of work that went into this underwater oil fuel or a tanker thing would have gotten some attention.
You
It
know what
would
it
have.
is? The oil company was keeping it quiet because they didn't want their stocks to tank.
Yes, it's not wrong.
Okay, that's plausible.
That's plausible. That's
That...
well, we it's just a it's a quarter off of a bottom line if we lose it, so just not talk about
It's
it.
insured.
God,
What
how
was it like?
much?
The old joke about the Death Star being insured, and the stormtroopers thought it was all just a scam. They blew it up to get the insurance money for it.
With let's see with so yeah they've taken this multi-tracked, which I don't see tracks, deep sea oil transporter, and they have given it enough capacity to handle the total volume of Prudhoe Bay. Prudhoe Bay
Yeah.
Reserve, reservoir. Prudhoe Bay, do you know how much that has in this oil reservoir?
How much?
25 billion barrels of oil.
Wow.
With a b-b-billion. It is double the size of any other American oil reserve.
I need a slice of that.
Right? Yeah, that is the biggest it is the biggest on American soil oil field we have. And they apparently I think it was BP said they used to own it. They sold it to Hilcorp or something like that. So yeah, they used to own that and they manage it, but they sold it off at some point. But yeah, when they discovered it, 25 billion barrels of oil.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a
And
lot
so
of
this,
oil.
yeah, this thing is enormous again.
Yeah, it's gonna be enough to suck Prudhoe Bay dry, the reservoir there. Which, by the way, also Prudhoe Bay is on the northern coast of Alaska. You think about the shape of Alaska; it's on the
Yeah.
top of the main part of it.
So
So, yeah,
nobody lives up there.
nobody lives up there. No,
Yeah.
not that Alaska is a very well traveled and well there's not a huge population there. In Alaska as it is. So yeah,
Yeah.
that is
Where you need to
all.
use like planes to go between the cities and stuff.
That's
That's
polar
very
bears.
wilderness.
Yeah, that's polar
Yeah.
bears and elephant seals and leopard seals up there. That's all that is.
Right.
That's right. Penguins are in the southern hemisphere, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
penguins
okay.
are. They
Southern
don't go
hemisphere.
any farther north than Galapagos.
That's right. Ah, see, I was paying attention to my college. They easily withstand the frigid temperatures and crushing pressures at the vast depths below the Arctic Ocean, which is.
So this is like the strongest vehicle ever created by man.
It looks like a V mothership, 100%.
Yeah, it does. Oh, totally. Yeah, the designs on these vehicles are very. I'd say he almost War of the Worlds.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, like if you went from the book.
So they start extracting the Megatron's monster transporter clawed its way across the seabed, and they were monitored. Samuel was monitoring the computer analyzer and listened intently to the sonar probe returning its data. He's like, "This is it, Mighty Megatron. This is the perfect spot to begin drilling operations." So they're at the lowest point of the reservoir, that should, in theory, give them enough pressure to really push the oil or the crude oil, petroleum into the ship easier. So
Yeah.
I'll give Senway this. He was actually working smarter. He's like, okay, well, if we work by gravity, this should actually work a lot easier for us.
And it's kind of weird that it looks like a flying saucer, but it crawls along the sea floor. So it's really like a giant crab, like a king crab, maybe.
Kind of is. It's in a way, it is kind of like the War of the Worlds ships. You see them in the old movie. They have that kind of walker thing going on
Yeah.
at one point. So yeah, and those are not the fish that live in the Arctic. Come on, there's an what is it? It looks like an angelfish. That is not
Yeah.
an Arctic Ocean fish. I'm
Yeah, it's
sorry.
got tropical fish and coral.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, try harder. But look,
Yeah.
actually, up there in this one picture when they're in the ice cave. Soundwave has all his weapons and Megatron has his fusion cannon. That looks like their box art. He's like he doing that whole like sit back and like with his cannon out.
They drew it right off the box art.
That
Same
is it
pose
right
and
off the box art.
everything.
Yep. That's
They're not
funny.
even looking at the ship that Megatron's complaining about.
There's a dude way down there in the bottom. There's a stairway like kind of hanging down from the bottom of it. There's some dude like rappelling down or flying up to it, and there's another dude on the ground. I don't even know who these are supposed to be.
Yeah, they're
They're
nondescript. They're way off.
there.
One of them's on a scissor lift.
Yeah, he is.
Or
Huh.
two of them are on a scissor lift over there. So,
Yeah. So
yeah.
these are probably the tapes or whatever.
More of those generic guys that are not worthy of paint jobs.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. The enormous drill, the laser powered drill goes down and I guess it's got the I guess tube, the suction tube attached to it, like piggyback to it.
Yeah.
And so yeah, they
It looks
go.
almost like it's in the center of the drill because there's a hole. It's like
Yeah.
a big straw,
We
big
would you'd
drinking
assume it'd be
straw.
that, yeah. So yeah, apparently the heat from this the drill, the friction of drills going through there turned the water around there into thousands of gaseous bubbles, like the friction and the heat.
Yeah.
So they start extracting the oil. And this two panels that kind of goes over a lot of what's happening. And I was looking at it because there's an exploding volcano in one side, and looks like Hawaii or something, and some tropical island.
Yeah.
And there's the
They
White
got
House.
Krakatoa on here.
Yeah. They notice all the oil rigs, hundreds of oil rigs in the Prudhoe Bay, like start begin they begin dropping oil pressure suddenly, and the Valdez terminus runs dry, and confusion turns the apprehension, and all the oil companies are like, okay, dude, something's up. But when they start emptying out the reservoir, and I don't know how this would work, you might know better than I would being a geologist, it starts crumbling in on itself.
Well, basically, when they pump oil out
Yeah.
now, they pump water into it because oil floats on water. So you're replacing the oil in the reservoir with water. So that pushes the oil out. Okay. And so when you start getting water, then you're done. You've tapped it out. Well, the Decepticons aren't using this method because it's creating a vacuum, apparently, in there. They're just sucking it straight out, and there's nothing replacing the oil at all. So. Yeah, so basically they created a giant sinkhole.
I was going to say a 25 billion barrel sinkhole.
Yes, and apparently it's so huge that continental plates start shifting to move together, and Siberia slowly approached Alaska, and earthquakes shook the planet from pole to pole.
And because of what's going on, the West, like the USSR and the United States are looking at each other, pointing fingers, saying, you're doing this and you're doing this.
Yeah, well, the problem with that is Northern Siberia is actually part of the North American plate.
So
Yeah,
wouldn't have been
the North
anyway.
American plate actually extends into, I guess, what would be considered Northeast Asia.
Oh
But that's
wow.
like, yeah.
I guess it makes sense. I mean, you think about
It
it.
doesn't stop at the Bering Strait. North America goes all the way across
I'm trying to think
the plate.
of continental flow over time.
Yeah, well, it's not an active plate boundary right there where Asia and North America meet. It's not like the Ring of Fire or anywhere else where it's very pronounced. It's taken them a while to like sort it out. So it's understandable that they would think this, not being geologists, but yeah, that's actually like Siberia and all that is actually on the North American plate. It's kind of like how Italy is actually on the African plate.
That makes more sense because how close it is in proximity to Africa, Northern Africa. I can see
Right, and
that.
the Alps, are
Oh,
actually the
yeah.
dividing line between the plates. That's because that's what you have like big mountains there.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense,
Yeah.
considering, we look at where our fault lines are, North America.
Yeah, but it's easier to see them on converging plate boundaries
Yeah.
because they make mountains. So,
Yeah, exactly.
yeah.
As I say, like, well, you have the Appalachians, you have several smaller, I'm sure, smaller plates converging around the mountains out west and
Oh, yeah, well,
up
like the
to
Himalayas,
Canada.
are made from the Indian subcontinent crashing into Asia as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I can tell you about butterflies. You want to know about those? I'll talk to you all day about those.
So, yeah, this stuff is, it's really wonky on the science and on the political spectrum because, I mean, I don't know about earthquakes, natural disasters. I don't know if that would cause, like, the superpowers to start threatening nukes with each other because they do. They start threatening each other with nukes over like this massive earthquake that's happening. And Alaska is well known for earthquakes. It's on the Ring of Fire.
Yeah,
So the
you look how the look at it is how islands come out from the end of the peninsula come out of there.
right. No one was threatening, nuclear war over like Mount St. Helens or anything
Oh
like
no,
that. So
well, and this is an easy trope for this time of our history. This was a time when, even like sitcoms would reference Cold War and how USSR was very they're communists and were evil
you know
because.
whose fault this was? This is Matthew Broderick's fault. He's
All he
playing
wanted to do
games
is
again.
play a game. All he had to do is play tic-tac-toe.
Right.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
He didn't need to play global thermonuclear war. That's
Well,
sounds exciting, but
hopefully
should have
David
played
Warner's.
Polybius.
Yeah, hopefully David Warner's there to help. That was David
So,
Warner,
yeah, all Autobot eyes were on Optimus Prime.
right?
For what? For
So
what?
he can tell them. do something, guys. I
Yeah.
pay you
So
to
he can
work.
ask Prowl to do something. Because, yeah, he is just the ultimate micromanager. And Prowl's like the MVP. And it doesn't take much to be the Autobot MVP because these guys don't do much until stuff's already wrecked and millions are dead.
Oh, also, if you notice, Prowl, except for where his hands are, is drawn a lot like his box art too. Like his head's back, his chest is out.
Oh,
The
yeah.
pose is
They
very box art.
totally. I think the furthest thing from box art here is when we get this back view of Optimus Prime.
He has a little hand, a little arm.
Yeah. You
I
gotta use my strong hand, child.
like to stare at the mashed potatoes in
It's all
the
about Wayans brothers today, isn't
left.
it?
It really is.
Yeah.
So they're trying to figure out what they can do, and Optimus Prime is like, Prowl, have you found him yet? Like, dude, no, our underwater sensor's still working. This is hard, man. There's ocean is a lot.
Yeah.
We have a sensor down there looking for the Decepticons. And then what was it that they get the signal where they're at? Trying to figure
Well,
out.
Prowl just keeps making excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this is like a like the worst office job you
Yeah.
could have.
They're Prowl and Optimus Prime do not like each other in this at all.
Yeah.
Optimus
And
Prime
but
is
they
a
finish each
joke.
other's sentences though. 'Cause he's like, exactly, Prowl, a gas that should force a Decepticon oil guzzler to the surface of the ocean to face ... And then Prowl just interjects, our missiles, like.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what you want to do, is it, this thing has, billions of barrels of oil in it, so let's shoot it in the ocean.
First of all, there he's his Optimus Prime's big idea to help with this is shooting liquefied radon gas. I don't know if that's a real gas.
I've never heard of radon
Yeah,
gas
so I
before.
thought it was a funny sounding. You're gonna shoot radon gas to fill a 25 billion capacity oil reserve, and they've got like I don't know 20 or 30 canisters on the wall.
Yeah, like that's gonna make a dent.
What? What?
Yeah.
Apparently this works.
Well, and considering it's, at the bottom of the ocean, so the gases would be compressed anyway by that point. So,
But he's
like I said,
he,
science is real wonky at this point. And
but
Optimus
he,
actually comes up with this plan. Like
yes.
Prowl, the strategist, his function, strategist, has nothing on this part. So
And
he's
yeah.
losing his MVP status at this point.
They're bad for each other. But actually,
Yeah.
you look at it this way, he's using the same idea as you were pointing out for water in the reservoirs
Right, but
with the
they use
raise
it
yeah.
in the ship instead of, the
Yeah.
reservoir. I think they
So
did this in a Donald Duck comic book one time where they filled a ship full of ping pong balls to make it float to the top.
that makes a lot of sense too. Hundred
Yeah.
percent. So yeah, they start rising and like Megatron's yelling at Soundwave to do something. It's like I'm trying, Master, I'm trying, but like we're floating, man.
When I read these guys talking,
Yeah.
I just think of like Nandor and Guillermo from What We Do in the Shadows. I'm trying, Master. I'm trying.
Do something.
Do
I'm trying, Master, I'm
something. Yeah.
trying. Surface of 5 seconds, Master. You blundering tape-filled idiot.
Yeah, see, I mean, it just
Yeah, it lends itself so well to that.
it's kind of that level of comedy too, the unintentional comedy.
Reasons are excuses. I want results. We've surfaced
You
now,
sound kind of like
mighty.
Beast Wars Ravage there.
We've surfaced now, mighty Nandor. Anyways, yeah,
Right.
they
Yeah,
run.
he calls Megatron Master a lot.
He does. This is very toxic relationship, guys.
Yeah.
But then again, this is almost like a comedy duo. They're a bad comedy duo.
Oh yeah, they're like Laurel and Hardy,
They really
and
are, as villains.
yeah, they're just, the greatest love of all is learning to love yourself, Soundwave. You don't let him sit there and call you a blundering tape-filled idiot.
Optimus
Ed
Prime.
would not like this part.
No. The Egyptian
Doing his boy
lover,
Soundwave wrong.
Egyptian lover's not doing well. He would have hated the
Yeah.
voice anyways.
Oh
So
yeah.
Optimus Prime waited for Megatron to make his move, but there was only silence from the floating oil transporter. The floating oil transporter full of 25 billion gallons of oil.
Yeah.
After an Autobot boarding party encountered time delay booby trap attached to the deck hatchway when it went off, two members of the boarding party were sent back to visit Ratchet for repairs. It should have been like those two members died, but we didn't do that in this book.
Yeah.
The SEVCOM commanding module is gone. This is almost like Dr. Evil, but if he had number one with him and he shot out in like the big boy statue, it's kind of what this is. They escaped for it to elude fate for another day.
Yeah. Now on the video, I want to say it looked like it was Sideswipe and Red Alert that got damaged.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, across the idling computer monitor, the voice readout kept repeating, "A Decepticon universe is at hand." Dot dot dot. A Decepticon universe is at hand. That was the coolest part of this entire thing. It's like you're gonna see what we're doing. That was the best part of this entire story. It
The
was really
end.
menacing.
Yes, the end is definitely the best part of this story.
It's over. And the battle continues.
Yeah, with the sinking oil-filled spaceship that's even the way the water's colored, it looks like there's an oil slick on it,
There's
so
an oil slick. I was looking at that. There's definitely an oil slick. You can see the division between the grayish blue water and there's like this greenish black
yeah.
film. Oh man.
Thanks, Autobots. Thanks.
So the Exxon Valdez, was that just a false flag to cover up for the Autobots?
I don't know, because Exxon Valdez was a drop in the bucket compared to
Oh yeah. So they not
the
only,
double mess they've done. They've wrecked Alaska's coastline, period.
they destroyed 200 super tankers worth of oil all over the ice in Alaska, and then they bring up the entire capacity of Prudhoe Bay Reservoir to the surface of the water to start leaking out.
Yeah. No
Man.
mention of, did they even say that they clean it up or anything?
No,
Or
it's just there. They leave it
yeah.
there. A couple of Autobots get hurt, and all right, well, I guess the Decepticons are going to be back.
These writers weren't worried about all that hippie crap.
No. Oh, God, this is a bad story.
Yeah. You know,
Oh.
I'm sure as a kid you thought it was all right,
Oh, yeah.
but looking at it with any kind of education, you're like, man, this is all terrible. This is.
You and your hippie outlook. This is terrible. This is America.
Yeah, this is. Oh, no, we don't waste oil here. That's the real tragedy right there. That's USD going down the drink.
So, we also, oh God, there's also all the snow crabs. We can't have this happen, man.
Right?
Oh
There goes
no.
seafood.
Seafood industry's done.
Yeah, Red Lobster is gonna tank. They can't float this on their cheddar biscuits.
Don't know, man. Those are good.
Yeah.
I had to read this though at the end. You can order your own catalog, and there's this all these different records and tapes you can order. There's like
Yeah.
Garfield, cool. Pac-Man, okay. Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes, Raggedy Ann and Andy, Benji, Masters of the Universe, Space Shuttle Columbia. I have to imagine that's just like a science book, like
Oh,
things.
yeah.
2001: A Space Odyssey, dude. I don't know if there's enough tape or record room for that
Well,
story.
do you really want to put the Space Shuttle Columbia next to, HAL 9000 there? I
No,
mean, yeah.
I don't put anyone next to HAL 9000. By the way, we just re watched it recently. My wife had never seen it before, and she had a few substances, and she was like, "This is the best movie ever." I'm like, "Wow, I've never heard that out of someone." I was trying to explain to her the concept of the monolith.
You know, and it fit the time period too, because the people that watched it when it first came out were probably on a lot of substances.
So the idea that I was trying to explain to her what the monolith symbolized. I had a very burnout hippie English teacher back in the 7th grade who talked about the monolith all the time. He loved the concept of the monolith. Monolith being, it's just it's like a it's a story device is all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I bet he liked Laser Floyd and the Fantasia revival too.
Dude, you knew he did.
Did he spray paint Frodo Lives on like subway walls and stuff too?
So also you have Knight Rider Baron Steinbear. It's not Steen, but everyone, by the way, it's there.
It's with the A.
Yes. Care Bears,
And
Milo
that's what they
Pony.
want you to think.
The deep state has fooled you all.
Yes.
The My Little Pony, Mr. Potato Head, Ronald McDonald.
Versus Rocky. Oh, wait, no, that's a separate one.
Dude, I'd find that book right now. Rocky,
Right?
Flash Gordon, that's kind of cool. Atari, just Atari.
Just Atari.
It's Atari. You have Pac-Man over there, but
There's
then
no
you just have
ColecoVision book with the record.
the
I'll tell you that, mister.
no. Strawberry Shortcake, sure.
And
Chipmunk.
Friends, that one like took over two columns.
Oh, it did. Oh, I see that in Friends. I thought it was the next column.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or yeah, would that be Barbie and Friends? I don't think so, because it's like online with the
I don't know. Maybe. The
I think it's
Chipmunks.
Strawberry Shortcake and Friends.
Could be. The Dukes
Yeah.
of Hazzard.
Yep.
Now, that has become a show that I kind of like look back on now thinking, like, was Hazzard County a sundown county?
Oh, you know it was.
Yeah. Now, knowing what we know now.
Why do you think that the cops in Chickasaw County were so mad at him all the time?
Yeah. Donkey Kong, G.I. Joe, James Bond, 007, Pink Panther, Poochie.
Poochie.
Is that the little, like, it was like a little, it was a dog. It was like, I'm trying to think of the kind of dog it was. Really
Think it was like a
fancy.
little brown, like Cocker Spaniel looking
Cocker
dog.
Spaniel. I remember
Yeah.
that. Vaguely remember that. Transforms
I
into
remember the jingle for it. It was like Poochie, Poochie's for girls, something like that.
a dog. What if a boy likes a Cocker Spaniel?
Well, then you can't have Poochie because Poochie is for girls. You're gonna have to just settle for a Monchichi instead.
Oh my God, Monchichi. Oh man. Well, everyone, if you listen to this when it comes out, have a very happy new year. Be careful out there. And if you drink too much tainted Energon, make sure you find a place to rest.
Don't drink so much that you cause the continents to collapse like the Decepticons did. That's the real lesson here.
Don't take any drink from a Primzeek. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And knowing is half the battle.
And stay off the Raison gas, kids.
Especially 25 billion barrel worth. Oh God, this
This
was,
was fun. This was
yeah,
fun.
this was
I
so
mean,
bad. It was fun.
but we're not getting Shakespeare out of these books,
No,
obviously.
but we did get some very badly aged events. At least out of
Well,
the Transformers one.
a little prophetic, honestly. Just a
It
little bit.
was.
Yeah.
Valdez got no. It got named Valdez, and then these
Yeah.
two major ecological problems
Disasters.
happen. Yeah, these
Yeah.
totally are disasters. I mean, wow.
Right, these would be mega disasters now. If we had anything like this happen now, it would be just ridiculously bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I don't even know how. I can't even put into words. I can't
We've
fathom
never
how bad
seen
this would
anything
be.
as bad as these two by themselves. We haven't
Yeah.
seen anything this bad. Now
Oh God,
combined.
the first one, yeah, the first one
Yeah.
alone. But you bring out the entire bit of Prudhoe Bay Reservoir. By the way, they never put it back. It stayed out.
Yeah. It's gone. You're not putting that genie back in.
Good job, Megatron. You can't conquer Earth. I mean, there's no Earth to conquer,
Yeah.
because yeah, the entire crust and falls into itself in that area, that
Well,
plate.
the Deepwater Horizon spill was only like 3.2 million barrels.
Yeah.
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 And that's nothing compared to what was in the UFO thing. USO, I guess. But
Dude. So keep that in mind, kids. Whenever you decide sucking oil out of the ocean floor, make sure you put water in behind it.
yeah, put something in to replace it. You know, you
Yeah.
can't just
We
use
know
your
you
paper straws.
got all your cool toys for Christmas. So when you plug that drill into the ocean floor and start consuming all the oil in the ocean floor, remember this lesson
Yeah, because
that
we're 40 years in the future. Everybody should have one of these giant like USOs, because
I mean, I took mine to the thrift store because Goodwill. They may get something out of it. I didn't use mine. I got it.
yeah.
It was
They're like
whatever.
cruising around in the bay, pulling the banana boat.
Yeah, why not?
Jaws trying to eat the kids on the banana boat.
The good memories, things.
Yes.
Those are things I'll always cherish, especially the pictures when they fell off. I saw the fin go behind them. Well,
Michael
good
Caine
memories.
saving everybody.
Get in the boat. There, I actually, so in Jaws of Revenge, the guy who was in it, he was he was in the last Starfighter. I'm trying to think of his name, Lance Guest.
Yeah.
There's this apparently the story where they were in this like in this boat, and massive batteries and stuff in there for like filming. Like they had like for their had like the camera crews and stuff out there, and apparently they started taking on the water. And I'm gonna edit this because I can't say this on this podcast. Like they're like start going under, and he gets grabbed by someone. Get the F in the boat, yeah. It was basically Michael Caine saved his life, or thought he was saving his life because he thought maybe the battery was gonna kill him or something. But yeah, they pulled him out of the boat. And Michael Caine does not hold back the F bombs when he does things like that. So I would have liked that. That would have been the best scene. Anyways, Alex Brody, you live fight on another day, Starfighter, because of was it Alex Brody?
Well, you kind of mixed them, I think. Was he Alex Brody?
No, it wasn't Alex Brody. It was Alex.
Because he was Alex in The Last Starfighter.
Yeah, but obviously be a Brody and yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Good enough. Okay, so anyways, y'all have a great week. Have a great New Year's Eve. Be careful out there, and give us a little thumbs up on the whatever you're listening to, YouTube. And if you are listening to audio, we put these on YouTube with screenshots so you can kind of see what we're talking about. And
Pretty pictures.
you can see Boo's lovely face and his really nice, dapper outfit.
Oh
So
yes, I got my. It's a black tie event.
yeah, you can see my progressively nappier beard every week. Y'all have a great week and enjoy it, and talk to y'all later. Boo, take care of you.
Bye. Happy New
Bye.
Year.
Thanks.